BBC News with David Austin. Countries rich and poor have been lambasting the decision by President Trump to pull the United States out of the global agreement on combating climate change. The group of the world's 48 least developed countries said they were deeply disappointed. The head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, has said exiting the Paris Accord does not mean disengagement. At a White House press briefing, he said it was up to other world leaders to decide whether they would sit down and renegotiate a new deal. President Putin has called allegations that Russia helped Donald Trump win the White House harmful chatter and flatly denied that there had been a secret deal between Moscow and the president before his inauguration. He said continued speculation over the matter was damaging international relations. The new leader of the biggest party in Ireland's coalition government, Fine Gael, is Leo Varadkar, the son of an Indian immigrant and Ireland's first openly gay minister. Aged 38, he's set to become Ireland's youngest prime minister. DNA tests will be conducted on the belongings of a dead doctor who may have fathered as many as 60 children at his fertility clinic in the Netherlands. A group of children conceived at the clinic suspect Jan Karabat wrongfully used his own sperm in IVF treatment. A judge in Chile has sentenced more than 100 former secret agents and military men for human rights abuses committed during the rule of General Augusto Pinochet. The agents were sentenced to between 1.5 and 20 years in jail over the kidnapping and murder of 16 people in the mid-1970s. And the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam has permitted a man to spend the night alone under the watchful eye of militiamen in Rembrandt's famous painting, The Night Watch. Stefan Kasper, a Dutch schoolteacher, was awarded the experience for becoming the museum's 10 millionth visitor. Those are the latest stories from BBC News.